What's up, Anchor listeners? This is your boy D-Lo One Stack. Thanks for stopping by my Anchor page. Today I'm going to bring you a spicy, spicy story that has me on the edge and I really need to get it out there. And it's about one of my favorite boxers, Floyd Mayweather. Grand Rapids, Michigan native. Stating that he's going to try the octagon, try MMA, which is a crazy move to me, but hey, sometimes you got to get the people what they want. It appears the only one willing to take seriously the rumor that Floyd Mayweather is entertaining a move to mixed martial art is a former five division boxing champ himself. Mayweather, with a record of 15-0, 27 knockouts, who returned from a two-year retirement last August to finish UFC lightweight champion Conor McGregor in their pay-per-view super boxing fight, continues to fuel the narrative that a move to the octagon is in the works. The 41-year-old former pound-for-pound king spoke with TMZ Sport late Wednesday in Los Angeles and confirmed that the recent comments from the welterweight champion Tyrone Woodley that the two were set to begin training were true. Let's take a listen to what Floyd Mayweather had to say about this.
Hey Floyd, what's up, man?
What's up, baby?
Hey, how's the training going, man?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man.
Yeah? You working with Tyrone yet?
I'm gonna start soon.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been texting back and forth. We talked a couple times, so we're gonna start working out real soon.
Okay, how do you think you're gonna have to adapt your game to deal with kicks in the octagon?
With any and everything, you gotta make adjustments.
Right.
So it's probably gonna be a little difficult, but it is what it is.
They said it might take you about 3 months training. I mean, I know you train hard.
It'll probably need a little bit longer. Even if it takes 6 to 8 months, whatever it takes, we wanna make sure that everything is done correctly and everything is done the right way.
Do you expect to have to do any wrestling, or do you expect to not?
I mean, it doesn't matter, I can wrestle. You know, my wrestling game is not that bad. On a scale of from 1 to 10, I would say it's probably a 7. And I think we can take it up to like a 9, if possible. Of course, my hand game is, on a scale from 1 to 10, it's 100. And the kicking game, on a scale from 1 to 10, is probably a 4. So we have to tweak a few things, then take things to that next level. You know, I can't overlook or knock any MMA guy. Tyrone is unbelievable. Unbelievable fighter, tough competitor. Conor McGregor, he's a tough competitor, hell of a fighter. There's a lot of, tough, rugged guys out there in the MMA, and I can't overlook or disrespect those guys.
Champ, are you going to go straight for McGregor? Are you going to take your vengeance back? You already won in the ring. But
I was thinking, I really don't know. We can't say. That's why, I pause, because I can't really say, I have to talk with my team, speak with my father, and then see how it's going to play out.
Okay. Any other life changes? Have you had to change your diet? Have you had to change your...
No, not at all. I haven't even started training yet. I'm in L.A. moving around a little bit, just hanging out with the crew, going to check out a couple basketball games, but we'll see.
Okay, you're chilling. Champ, is there a magic number that would speed up, get you in the octagon a little bit faster?
It's all about presenting the right numbers. And, of course, they're going to present the right numbers, and we're going to make it happen.
Okay, great. All right. Hey, thank you for your time. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
So there you have it, the former boxing champion. Floyd Mayweather has confirmed that he's training for a possible UFC match. Hey, my Anchor listeners, y'all let me know. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Is it about money or is it just about respect? Y'all let me know. Thanks for stopping by, and I will be back with more exciting news for my Anchor listeners. Please subscribe, continue to support, and I'm going to continue to support you guys. I love y'all. I love this podcast, and this is something that I really want to do. So I hope y'all support me as well as I support you. Thanks for stopping by the D-Lo Anchor page. I'll see you next time.